Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Here at Loose Dads, we now have over 100 episodes packed full of tips, advice, stories, and the odd conspiracy theory from Brad. For those of you who are newer to the podcast, we thought we would reshare some of our favourite big questions posed to us by the Dadsnet community over the past few years. So, welcome to the Loose Dads Little Big Question of the Week.
This is from Colin, who's on one of the Dadsnet groups on Facebook, and he says this. Hey, Dads, I need some advice on dealing with a defiant child. My four-year-old daughter constantly defies me and my wife. She won't do anything she's asked to do. For example, she won't wash her hands, brush her teeth, pull her leggings up, get ready for bed, sit down, choose a story, get dressed or undressed. She refuses point blank, tells us not to look at her, demands the other parent, screams, slams doors, and then blocks anyone coming to her room. She's got a twin sister who's very good, to be fair. I know it's probably a phase or attention seeking or her trying to be the opposite of her sister, but my wife and I are losing our minds. We don't know how to deal with this. Any advice is appreciated.
Mate, kids are pricks.
Yes.
God, I relate to so much of that. And if anyone finds out an answer, I'd love it. I'd love to know it. I've got a 3.5-year-old and it's just, that's life. Actually, the 2-year-old's worse. The 2-year-old's right, okay. More defiant.
Oh, really? Do you think that's a younger sibling thing because that's a stamping of authority,
no
is it?
No idea. But you say to him, Harry, we're just going to tidy up now. And he goes, no.
Could you imagine if you did that in the real world? Your boss asks you to do a task and you're like, nah.
No.
Yeah, nah. Harry, could you go put this nappy in the nappy bin? No. Okay. Also, I don't know what to do, because you're 2 and you don't have the power of reason.
That's quite tough. 4 is also still quite young as well, isn't it, for Colin's daughter? It is a tough one, this, especially when there's a twin who, like, it's like the old story of the evil twin and the good twin. Like, it's just, I'm not calling your daughter evil, obviously. But it is, it's almost like a cliche, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess that there's probably something to do with that in this behaviour. I mean, with any behaviour like this, there's something behind it, a reason behind it. And as we've discussed before, it could be a massive reason, some horrible thing, or it could just be something minor that the child has just got into their head and is affecting how they sort of act and behave.
I mean, it might be something as silly as, I mean, it sounds like, as you say, the one is so well behaved and then obviously the other one isn't. And maybe they praise the well-behaved one a lot. So maybe the disobedient twin, you know, is...
Yeah, does that get the recognition.
Exactly. Because they want attention, regardless of it being a negative attention. They just want the attention. Yeah, maybe it's a... But it's, I mean, this is a really, really hard one to kind of, I mean, this is something that, I would suggest trying to seek professional assistance on this one, whether that be a child psychologist or speaking to, you know, or because there's something, whether or not, I don't think even any of us could advise that would help get to the root of this. And as you say, 4 is a very young age to understand, like, why they feel that way. I mean, because that's, I mean, even Cole is turning 7 soon, And even for him, sometimes his emotions are so hard for him to cope with that he just has this momentary outburst and then he's okay. So like for a 4-year-old, I can imagine that would be very hard to kind of discuss and try and get to the root of.
But then you say about child psychologists getting, you know, help, get like all of that is seeking for a fix, is seeking for an answer that, you know, it's just not necessarily the way kids
not necessarily a fix, but like for instance, like let's just say and I've been convinced on this for many a times, and Shay will sometimes disagree with me on this, is I'm convinced that Cole is on the spectrum because of how he is. And if I had a clinical diagnosis to say, yeah, he is, I think myself, I would probably be a lot more understanding of sometimes when he has these random outbursts or whatever. Yeah. I'd kind of be like, okay, I know he's not just being a prick.
Yeah,
that there is an actual reason for this.
Yeah. But so this is what I'm saying. I think I don't know. It's probably the human element in us. We want to know for sure what it is. You know, we want to know this is what has caused that, and therefore I can address that and I can fix that, or I can adjust my reactions to it.
Yeah,
like we were convinced Jake was ADHD for ages. I mean, he's only 3 and a half. But he's calmed right down now. But for a long time, we were like, it's got to be something. There's got to be a name we can put to this to justify it. And actually, it wasn't. He was just...
being a dick.
He was just 2.5, 3. And it's a really hard age.
But yeah. I think with a child psychologist, you don't necessarily need to find a diagnosis or something like that. You just need to maybe help you find some of the things that might be contributing. So I would also suggest talking to, if she goes to nursery or school, I suppose she could go to school as well. If you go to those places and just say, you know, is there anything that happens at school or nursery? Is there anything that goes on? To find out.
Exactly and, that.
And you've talked about this, Jack, as well, about having one-on-one time
with
your kids as well. I think that might be, especially for twins, I imagine it's very difficult to get one-on-one time because, you know, there's two of them and they're exactly the same age. And so maybe, you know, having one-on-one time could maybe just help you see a little bit of the other side of it to maybe see some of the factors behind it.
Because it's also good to know, because like Cole... In fact, both of the boys are so different when they're separated and with either one of us.
Yeah.
So like if I go out with Logan, I mean, Logan's a good kid anyway. If I go out with Cole, he will be as good as gold on that timeout.
Yeah.
Shay and I are together at home. He will probably 9 times out of 10 be a bit of a dick to her. It's weird. And as you say, Jack, 100%, there might not be anything behind this other than the kid seeking attention, and maybe there's just a communication thing or a time needs to be spent with her to understand. So yeah, there's obviously all these things you can do at home to kind of try and isolate it. And like you said, Jim, also find out how she is at school, because if she's as good as gold at school, then you know whatever she's feeling is something she's feeling at home.
Yeah.
I think it's a tricky one.
That is a really good point about, you know, breaking them up and do they act like that when they're alone?
Yeah.
Because you're right. If they don't act like that when they're alone, then you know it's an attention thing. You know it's vying for attention.
It's something about that environment when everyone's together that's making her act that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it, guys. I think we should be off to university for our child psychology.
I think we've just sessions. Completed it, haven't we? We've just completed parenthood.
Yeah, I think we have. Yes. What shall we move on to next? I think the space race is up there. This seems to be the
the end thing.
That's very of the moment, isn't it? Yeah. I think, Colin, there you go. That's basically it. I think, you know, just try everything that you can. Try and find out. There's something behind it or some set of things behind it. And you've just got to kind of work your way through and try and find as many of those as possible and see if you can make any differences. But yes, obviously professional help is always a good option. Who'd have thought professional help would be better than 3 chances off the internet talking about your problems? Who knew?
Who knew?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.